Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, poor broke Harry, struggling to get by on Diana's fortune and the $25 million Spotify deal, has had to take two more jobs. The first is with a mental health app which some believe could rake in £2 million a year for the ex-royal. Harry is now the Chief Impact Officer at BetterUp, an app which provides employee coaching and mental health assistance. The Mirror spoke with Colin Plamondon, a US-based apps investor, who believes Harry's compensation, £500,000 to £2 million a year, at a minimum including salary and equity. Nice money, but not quite Spotify podcasting money. Reportedly $25 million for one episode so far. Alexei Robichaux is the chief executive of BetterUp and told BBC News, "Harry has been in the role for a couple of months and we're really excited to share the news with the world. He's focusing on a few areas, helping to change the dialogue around mental health to focus on strength building and mental fitness. The most impressive thing has been his focus singularly on how he can be of service. How can he advance his vision and his mission, and how can we make a positive impact on the world together? He's got an incredible attitude and is filled with energy and enthusiasm." Mr. Robichaux said the Duke likes to be called Harry in the workplace, so we just address him as Harry. "We were just so impressed, and really I think there was such a natural chemistry and synergy around the insights and the contributions he can make creatively to better up in ensuring that we achieve our mission. And so we crafted the role together, those four buckets of opportunities. We came to the title Chief Impact Officer, really denoting that he's focused on our mission and he's focused on ensuring that we're doing everything we can to achieve our mission on a bigger and larger, grander scale to impact the lives of more people." The Mirror report mentions Harry's package offers inner work days, allowing focus on personalized growth through activities such as hiking or reading books, or perhaps finding some time to record a second episode of the $25 million podcast. As for Harry's other new job, he is teaming up with the nonprofit Aspen Institute for a six-month study exploring misinformation in America. In a statement, Harry said, "As I've seen, the experience of today's digital world has us inundated with an avalanche of misinformation, affecting our ability as individuals as well as societies to think clearly and truly understand the world we live in. It is my belief that this is a humanitarian issue, and as such, it demands a multi-stakeholder response from advocacy voices, members of the media, academic researchers, and both government and civil society leaders," he continued. "I'm eager to join this new Aspen Commission and look forward to working on a solution-oriented approach to the information disorder crisis." The Washington Post shared an article about Harry joining the American plutocracy. Sanjita Sings Kurtz writes, "He's gone and collected two of the most vague and fancy-sounding corporate titles out there. Now all he needs is something with the word strategy in it to complete his professional festoonery." The Post reports the deals with Spotify and Netflix to make podcasts and shows provided considerable financial cushion too. They have been valued at an estimated $25 million and $100 million, respectively. It is not clear whether Harry's position with BetterUp is paid, though the startup is certainly well-funded with $300 million raised and a valuation of $1.73 billion. The Aspen Institute has said Harry's role is not compensated. From The Hollywood Reporter, a new Harry and Meghan movie is in the works at Lifetime, and no, the couple is not playing themselves. The cable network has greenlit a third Harry and Meghan movie, following 2018's Harry and Meghan, A Royal Romance, and 2019's Harry and Meghan, Becoming Royal. The third movie, set to begin production later this spring, centers on recent events in the couple's life and carries the dramatic title, Harry and Meghan, Escaping the Palace. Escaping the Palace will reveal what really happened inside the palace that drove Harry and Meghan to leave everything behind in order to make a future for themselves and their son, Archie. It also promises to delve into feuds between Meghan and Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge, and between Harry and his brother William and their father, Prince Charles. Casting is currently underway. The previous two films had different actors playing the title couple, Murray Fraser and Parissa Fitz-Henley, in A Royal Romance, and Charlie Field and Tiffany Smith in Becoming Royal. There is no word on if the movie will feature Meghan's new cake, the latest entry in the attempts to change the news cycle. From People, Meghan baked a lemon olive oil cake with lemons from her garden in Montecito, California, as part of a meal provided to a group of women in Chicago by Archwell Foundation, in partnership with World Central Kitchen. In a letter, Meghan and Harry write, "We hope you enjoy the offering we baked for you, a small token of thanks from our home to yours. Our hope with this effort is to show that when we all participate, even the smallest actions can have a ripple effect," the couple wrote in the letter. "Even individual actions can impact the whole of us." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Prince Albert of Monaco knows something about being royal, and he did not approve of the Oprah Winfrey special, telling BBC World News, "I think this type of public display of dissatisfaction, these type of conversations should be held within the intimate quarters of the family. It doesn't really have to be laid out in the public sphere like that. So it did bother me a little bit. I can understand where they're coming from in a certain way, but I think it wasn't the appropriate forum to be able to have these kind of discussions." And Serena Williams has commented more about her friend Meghan. "Meghan is a great person, and I think the epitome of strength, the epitome of confidence, the epitome of just selflessness, and the epitome of everything is just her and everything that she's gone through. And I know it's not easy. You can see from the interview that it wasn't easy. But she had so much poise and she still had so much class. I think that she is the strongest person I know. I don't know anyone else that could handle everything on such a global scale the way that she has had to handle things that are just untrue. Minute after minute. Not even day after day, just minute after minute. Another untrue allegation being thrown at her." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. It really helps us out. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.